Turn now to page 18 and our report on Alex Honnold, America's real-life Spider-Man. On June 3, 2017, Honnold did the impossible. He climbed the notorious El Capitan rock face in Yosemite National Park without ropes or any other climbing equipment. This is his story.
It has been called the sporting equivalent of landing on the moon, but it perhaps has a greater probability of resulting in death. On the morning of June 3, 2017, the climber Alex Honnold, aged 31, started a free solo ascent of the notorious El Capitan rock face in California's Yosemite Park. Free soloing means that you use no ropes or climbing partners. It's just you and the rock. What's astonishing is that El Capitan is 900 meters of vertical granite, offering only the tiniest cracks and protuberances for a climber to hold onto. Even with ropes, it's an almost impossible ascent. Alex Honnold did it in just 3 hours and 56 minutes. You can take something that seems totally impossible and say, "Oh well, I can at least work towards it," he says of the 1,000-plus free solo climbs he did in the 10 years prior to his El Capitan exploit. And then one day you're like, "Oh yeah, that's not a problem." Except if it goes wrong, there is the death thing. Alex Honnold is unnaturally philosophical about this unpleasant prospect. There's always a point where you just have to commit to, "If my foot slips, I'm going to fall and die, and that's all there is to it," he says. Anybody could conceivably die on any given day. Soloing just makes it feel much more immediate and present. That attitude may be necessary in a sport whose practitioners have short life expectancies, but there are those, including Honnold's own mother, who have asked themselves if it doesn't also suggest some kind of psychological abnormality. It was, in fact, his mother who first introduced him to the sport when she took him to a climbing gym in Sacramento, California. "I was talking to the supervisor, and I turned around," she said. "There was Alex, 30 feet up. I was scared to death he'd kill himself." Alex was only 5 years old at the time, you see. Despite such fears, it is she who inculcated the young Honnold with the obsessive perfectionism that makes him such an extraordinary climber today, forever telling him as a boy that almost doesn't count and good enough isn't. Perhaps because of this lack of maternal warmth, he says that by the time he reached adulthood, he suffered from a bottomless pit of self-loathing. Climbing was his escape into a different zone of consciousness. Although it may look to us like a semi-suicidal dance with death, Honnold's climb was meticulously prepared. Commentators' analogy with the moon landing is entirely justified, because the only way to achieve this one extraordinary thing was to achieve thousands of much smaller things first. Before starting his climb, Honnold had become familiar with every centimeter of his route up El Capitan, practicing each sequence of movements until he had mastered them all. Sometimes, for instance, the route required him to hang on with only one finger, hundreds of meters above the ground, as he reached for the next handhold. But at least he knew it was there. Apparently, he's been feeling a little burnt out since completing the climb and has been playing a lot of video games with his girlfriend. Sounds like a good idea, frankly.